Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Not going to lie, feels like a Thursday, and it's not a Thursday.
Oh, yes.
Right? You agree with me, right, Sue?
100%.
Alex Rich is here.
Oh, yeah.
It feels like a Thursday, doesn't it?
Why does it feel like
I don't
it?
Know.
Because it does for me, too.
Yeah, thank you, Fred. Thank you for acknowledging that.
I feel like the last few weeks I've had, honestly, some trouble figuring out, like, which day is which.
Welcome to our world.
I look at calendars, right? But, like, when I wake up in the morning, it's kind of one. It's been one of those months, I think.
I'm not lying. There have been times where I have done the same thing in the morning. Like, wait, what day? Oh, that's right. I have this. I went out today. I was just telling Alex. I went out and I had lunch with my friend Tim McGowan. Tim and his brothers have developed a lot of Wash Avenue. They also own Rosalita's, and they have a location downtown and in De Pere. And they are, remember when Schnucks came in, Sue, and they bought all the Shop and Saves?
Oh, yeah.
And then some of them, like at Gravois Bluffs, there was a Shop and Save, and they turned that into, they turned that into a Schnucks, or maybe they just kept that one a Schnucks. Anyway, in O'Fallon, Missouri, Tim and his brothers bought this location that was a Shop and Save, and they're turning it into a new Rosalita's, and it's going to be stunning. I mean,
that would be huge.
It's twice the size of the one in De Pere, I think, square footage. But they also, I don't know if you know
that's
this.
That's a big one.
Yeah, it is. But, you go, and I think this is only at Deerberg's, but they've had a lot of success with this. I love their chips, and they sell them, and they sell the salsa and their amazing cheese sauce at Deerberg's as well, so you can get them. So they do the chip manufacturing in the city somewhere, but they're going to do that at that building. Man, when you see something under construction like that, and you start walking around and see the scope of it, and the kitchen's here, and this is here, it's pretty amazing. And it's far from being finished, but they hope to have it open in April, but it was really incredible to see that. We have Sue's News coming up here in just a minute. I have some fun topics for you guys at the bottom of the hour. Leland Vittert from News Nation's coming up after 4 o'clock. But, Alex, I don't know if I told you this. I have to kind of get ahead of something here because there's potentially damaging information that could come out about Mark Reardon in the media. And, you sit here. You know the word I was looking for, Sue, in the last hour? Crisis communication.
Okay.
Right?
Well,
crisis communication. Mm-hmm. So I had to go to like my friends Greg Keller and Rich Krismer, and these are folks that work in politics, and I had to admit to them something, and then they give me advice, and their advice was, Reardon, you got to get ahead of this, right? You can't be in a situation.
Yeah, control the narrative.
Right, because if it leaks out and then someone finds out about it, it's not going to look good for me, and I'm deeply ashamed of this, and I have to confront it and be honest about it this afternoon. This goes back to last Thursday evening. My daughter had swim practice down in Eureka, and my daughter daughter and my wife were heading home, and I was at home already on Thursday evening. And two nights before that, Alexa had made a comment about flipping on the Christmas lights at the house just to, you know, so mommy could see them when she came home. And we forgot to do that. So as I sat there on Thursday night, I said, you know what? My wife and daughter are coming home. I'm gonna plug in the Christmas lights. And I plugged in the Christmas lights, Sue, on Thursday. And the, the confession that I have to make is, and again, I'm ashamed. I'm embarrassed. It's hypocritical of me based on my past statements for decades. But I left the damn Christmas lights on.
I knew that's where this was going.
They've been on since Thursday. And I believe that I was the second house in the neighborhood to flip the lights. There was another house. And then last night, I mean, I'd say 60% of the homes are on. So I think I was a little bit of a trendsetter here with this. But it would be like just one of my neighbors. Like Ken, who might be listening this afternoon, or Kenny, or any of my other neighbors, to call you guys and say, Reardon flipped his lights on early, and you need to know about this, because he's been out there preaching for years that this is just wrong. You can't turn the Christmas lights on until, like, maybe the night before Thanksgiving. Then they have to come down. It can't be on until, like, February. This is something, this is my mantra, Fred. I've lived by this. I've abided by these rules for decades, Sue. And I don't know what's happened to me, but I had to come clean this afternoon, and I had to be honest with you and the audience. So that's my statement.
All right. I'm
a Q&A can follow right now. Okay. If you guys have any questions for me, I'll take questions if you are credentialed. Yeah. If you're credentialed, though.
Beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Okay, Fred, you have questions?
I don't really have a question, but I'm a little more forgiving for you on this, because the lights are already on in our neighborhood as well.
Yes,
it's not a surprise.
I myself do have some questions. Are the lights on because when you say you flip a switch, is it a literal switch that's like, you got to go find this switch somewhere and it's a pain to turn on and off?
No, it's just a timer that the Christmas light company put on, and I plugged it in. And then it went on. And it goes on from 4 p.m. to 4 a.m. So they're on for 12
hours. But it does involve you walking outside and unplugging it from the outlet?
I plugged it. Yeah, it was not plugged into the... Just to be clear with the facts here for the reporters, especially at the Post-Dispatch, they get things wrong all the time. The timer was not plugged into the actual outlet. I plugged it into the actual outlet. The lights magically went on because it was about 6:30 when I did that, and then they have not gone off in the evening hours since then, just to be clear. Does that answer your question, sir?
They go off during the daytime.
Yes, they do, sir.
I'm not as disappointed as I was.
They just came on, 4 o'clock.
So, I have a question.
Okay, yes.
Go ahead,
sir.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Go ahead. I'm not sure that mine is a question as much as a statement. I think this is a thing. My neighborhood is all lit up with the people. And they've got the lights up early. And we were out walking the dogs last night and passed a house where with an older couple who had put up their tree but hadn't plugged it in yet.
Right, right.
But everybody's going early. I don't know what it is. We just need it. What is it?
Well, here's what I will say. I'm going to say this very sincerely and honestly, which I've pretty much done this whole confession that way. But I feel like we need it. I'm so beaten down by the news cycle and negativity. And look, I feed into that. That's my livelihood, right? But I've joked about this, and people think I'm serious about it. I've joked for years. You can't do that. And I remember there's a neighborhood near where Dave Klein, producer emeritus, lives, and there was a house that went super early a couple years ago. And I was driving Alexa to school. I'm like, no way! I mean, it was like before Halloween. But, you know, there were a lot. I've seen a lot that have stayed on here in the last couple of weeks. And when I turned it on, I'm like, you know what? Why not? I need the holidays. I love the holidays. I love decorating for the holidays. We have a lot of stuff that we'll probably pull out this weekend because the kids are coming next week. We like to get it set up before Thanksgiving. So I'm comfortable in my decision despite the hypocrisy that's on display.
I just want to first start with, Fred, I put in a request for a credential, but I didn't see if it got accepted. Am I clear?
Yeah, I think
I'm good
did.
To speak.
Verbal, you're lucky. Clearance.
Okay. First off, I can barely look at you right now.
I know. I'm sorry.
I can barely look. In fact, all of you, I cannot.
Deeply ashamed.
I really cannot believe what I'm hearing right now. Here's what I will say to this.
All right.
I think that part of the excitement about this time of year, I am a Thanksgiving truther. Thanksgiving deserves its respect, and I think that there is perhaps a little bit of disrespect to
Thanksgiving
when Christmas starts early. Here's what I will say. This time of year is fun because, you know, we got KEZK that's playing the Christmas music.
No, yes.
People are starting to make the switch. Some clearly already have.
Right.
For me, it is that period of, I'm withholding, but I know it's almost there, and that gets me kind of excited for it. But if I just start now, by the time it's I get to December 25th, yeah. I'm like, oh my gosh, yeah. I'm glad it's over. And I don't want to be like that.
Well, to be honest with you guys, as a Jewish individual here that observes from the outside, I am a fan of the white lights, just plain white lights.
Yeah. Which ones, the warm or the cold?
That's a good question.
The warm. You got to go warm.
The warm, for sure.
Good answer.
But call me crazy. I'm not opposed to those all year round. I'm just, I like outdoor lighting.
The permanent lights.
I do like outdoor lighting. I think it brings a lot. Now, I'm not saying, you know, all gingerbready throughout the year, but if you, you know, if there's
all gingerbreaded up,
there is a trend that people are doing that, and then they flip the colors if it's Halloween or if it's something. I get what you're saying there.
I don't mind the outdoor lighting.
I also think with seasonal affective disorder, a lot of people have since the clocks have changed, it doesn't hurt to have things a little bit lighter, and maybe that's
part of the thinking behind it.
It does lift your spirit.
Look, when I turned down my neighborhood last night, I actually felt really good because I was very curious because literally two houses, mine and one other people, went early. And, I mean, my neighbors must think, that guy's going
You're
early?
You're spreading Christmas. Mark right, Reardon right. is spreading Christmas cheer.
Christmas.
That's any type of cheers.
That is not something I thought that I was going to hear in right? the year 2025.
You know what, you guys? It's a kinder new.
He's the Grinch no more. Huh?
Right, exactly.
The heart has warmed and it has grown.
You know what? Last hour.
It only took 60 years.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, as I mentioned, when we wrap Sue's News, I have some great topics for the group here and the crew to chew on, except there's one that I wrote down that I have no idea what it is. I can't read my writing. That will come as no surprise
that
to,
could be a whole
to
other
you
topic.
Guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I might be a little distracted during Sue's News because I'm looking at this, and I, honest to God, have no idea what I wrote
Take
down.
Take a picture and send it to me. I'll see what I can
too
do.
Embarrassing. But let's do this anyway here this afternoon, if we can. And as I mentioned, Alex is going to hang out. Alex Rich, our friend from Y98 this afternoon.
These allegations are deep. Concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's News, presented by U.S. Men's Medical Center.
I'm almost used to that now. Okay. It's National Play Monopoly Day. We've just discussed this. None of us really have finished a game. Yeah. It's also National GIS Day, and I thought, what? Well, that's Geographical Informational Systems. Thank goodness that has a day.
What does that even mean?
I had to look that up. It connects,
like Apple Maps?
Well, here's what it does. It connects data to a map and integrates location data with descriptive information. Is that the same thing? I don't know. But it's also World Turlet Day. So take that, Fred.
I'm excited, Fred,
it's World Turlet Day.
Oh.
I'm not even gonna lie to you guys. I've had this toilet in like our main level. It's kind of like a off the beaten path bathroom. It's like it's the one you use if the other two aren't available.
Right.
And it's kind of the flusher on. It's been broken for a little bit of time, and I've just been too lazy. Like
I have one of those
to get it.
Yeah.
But man, I've been trying to watch YouTube video. All
can't figure it out, or you can't.
I really haven't given it my all. But when I tell you, like, I'm embarrassed by how long this has gone on.
Alex.
I have to take the back. I have to take the porcelain deal off the back and hand flush it every time.
So you're gonna laugh at yourself. But
I'm doing that rather than fixing it.
This is what's so sad is I've done the same thing in my daughter's restroom. Now 2 weeks ago, I needed to replace the handle thing, right?
Yes.
So I did that on my own. I was able to do it. But but every time, so it flushes. So we don't have to do it manually. But the other thing next to it just squeaks. It has this terrible squeaking noise, and it sounds like something's dying in there, like a baby deer or something.
At the end of it filling up?
No, as it's filling up again, it just has this squeak, and I don't want to call a plumber. And then my kids are coming in, and the girlfriend next week, and my grandson.
Oh, you got to get that fixed before they get
Well, I know, but I'm running out of time.
Leave the toilet off so they can reach in themselves.
That'll be nice, won't it? Yeah, exactly.
You know, my God.
And Sue, in other toilet news?
Yes.
The Sotheby's auction was, I think, yesterday. They sold a fully functional 18-karat gold toilet for $12 million.
Dang.
But, Sue, if I call someone to come over and do that, that's going to be like
$250.
But if you're not going to do it, you got to do it.
Well, that squeak's going to be there for a while.
Okay.
We have a pattern of letting things go for a long time.
I get it, Mark.
But even with company?
No, that's why I'm inspired now.
And I said it to
my daughter this morning. I'm like, man, we got to get that fixed before next week. But it's already Wednesday.
Phil Handyman
will take care of that for you. My brother got back from some trip somewhere and went through a bidet phase.
Oh, yeah. I got one in my basement toilet. Oh, yeah.
Oh, interesting.
I don't want any more
details. The water sometimes gets cold in the wintertime.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear
this. Because those basement pipes, they're a little colder than
that. La, 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 la.
You don't like a bidet, Mark?
I don't like hearing about them.
Oh, well, that's...
You do like using them.
I'm not going to comment on that because I don't like... I'm not comfortable with the topic of poop.
All right. Well,
that's just
water.
None of us said
this is just the topic
poop.
Of water spraying out of the toilet.
Yeah. <that's,
laughs> okay. You go with that.
Accurate. And he had an adapter put on one. Is that what you did?
I did. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What does that do? Now that I don't really want to hear this.
Just what you want.
It's great.
Just what you think.
You can put a bidet on any toilet.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Dude, it's pretty nice.
Really?
Well, maybe my thought
honestly,
was,
it's free.
My thought was you could just slap one of those on there, Mark. And
there's so much, so much I want to say right now.
It's just another thing that'll break on you, so don't do
it is. You're right. And then I won't have it fixed.
Honestly,
either.
The story behind why we have the bidet is hilarious. We were at a friend's house, and we went. I'd never seen one that, like, latches on, but we were taking a tour of our buddy's house, and Annie and I were both in the bathroom looking at this bidet like, oh, this is cool. Like, maybe we should get one.
And that's how it happened.
And as I was looking at it, she wasn't paying attention that, like, I was standing in front of the toilet.
Oh, no.
And so she turned, like, the button to turn it on.
Oh!
And when I tell you this thing shoots up. Like,
yeah, oh, yeah.
Dude, I went down. It hit me with some force, man.
I went down.
So I came out. We went back like to the kitchen where everybody was at because they had people over. And I walked back into the kitchen soaking wet. And everybody was like,
what are you two doing?
My buddy that lived in the house, he goes, I see you found the bidet.
Oh, my gosh. You're a bidet survivor, Alex. That's what you are.
All right.
Man.
And only Nate's- Alex would share that story, I think. That's
well, that's just why I do it on a Wednesday. Now, Nate Bargatze has officially announced at a press conference, apparently he just did this yesterday, that he's moving forward to create Nateland, Nashville's first theme park in almost 30 years. Now, what I didn't know, I mean, I'm amused by Nateland. I think that's kind of funny. Maybe they say Nateland. Who knows? His production company is called Nateland, and it's partnering with an entertainment design firm to, quote, explore the concept and feasibility of a Nashville-based theme park. Nate wants a park that's over 100 acres and is focused on good, clean family fun. And it's interesting, because, well, you know, Nashville is growing by leaps and bounds. I mean, the place is just exploding. Then they say, if it opens up, it'll be the first theme park to come to Nashville since Opryland USA closed in 1997.
Wow.
And I guess I didn't realize there wasn't one down there. They have so much other stuff. Do they need this? I don't know.
I saw something about this, and I didn't even know if it was serious, but I guess it is serious.
And then Dolly Parton, when we're talking about Nashville, she has a new business venture. She's just in everything. Truck stops. Next summer, she's opening Dolly's Tennessean Travel Stop in Cornersville, Tennessee. And they'll say it'll be modern amenities and curated dining. Yeah, she's just got stuff everywhere.
Will it have bidets?
I don't know. We can only hope. Seems we'll like send it, Alex.
The VIP. Only from 9 to 5.
If you have a fast pass or something.
Yeah, that would get you in there, right.
You know, fast pass includes day-long bidet usage.
Oh, my gosh. Well, we already buy so much stuff on Amazon, and now they're saying vehicles are coming. Amazon has partnered with Ford to sell used cars online. And you can browse, you can finance, you can complete the purchase on Amazon.com. You can go through the inventory. You can work out the financing, all of that within, it's called Amazon Autos. But obviously they're not going to ship this thing to your door. But what they do is they send you to the dealership. So you still have to pick up your vehicle at the dealership. But some people on social media are saying things like, you know, is this the death knell for dealerships? I'm not sure that's the case. And they're trying this out in, it's Ford certified pre-owned vehicles now available on Amazon Autos. It's LA, Seattle, and Dallas. And they plan to expand to additional cities. Thoughts?
I mean, I think things like this sort of exist anyway, don't they? I mean,
what do you mean?
It sort of makes sense. Well, you can, and this came from overseas where they had the, and I think there's some of these out there where you have cars that are just kind of stacked in these warehouses or whatever.
Carvana?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, something like that. Where you just press the button
Carvana.
And the car comes
some
out.
Parking garages.
Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, sure, people are going to use social media to find cars. I would recommend Master Cars Inc. because they're going to find you a better quality car. But seems like the evolution of what's happening with, you know, with how you buy things.
I guess so. But, you know, do they handle return? I don't know. Would you trust that? Have you had it inspected? I don't like the idea of not seeing the car, but
I don't like
car vending machine.
I would never do that, but I think a lot of people would. But
I would also never. It's like in the airport, you see like buy an iPhone out of a. Don't know. Would you do that? I personally would not do that.
I'm not sure.
How
would
you feel
would.
About buying a house on Amazon?
Sight unseen. Oh, on Amazon, no way. But I've had people buy listings of mine sight unseen. It hasn't happened in a long time. But, you do videos and all this stuff now, and they feel like and you've got seller's disclosure.
Well, you're that good of an
I'm not
agent.
Sure I am, but wow.
Well, I had a good friend of mine who did this about a decade ago in Maryland Heights, and I was shocked. But there was so much competition, he made an offer and got the house before he even saw it. I thought that was the dumbest thing that he ever did. Since then, he's done a lot dumber things. But for that that moment, Luke Bly, if you're listening, that moment, I think, turned out pretty well for him. So it was a smart move. I couldn't believe it because I thought it was crazy. But, you know.
Well, people do it. I mean, I don't know that I would. It's too risky. All right, and finally in Sue's news, we have today's random fact. Let me look back. I got to find a... Okay. Silly string was originally created in the 1970s. Alex, do you even know what silly string is?
I do. I was a big fan of silly string.
Were you really?
I was. I liked it. Not in my own home. Because my mom would have killed me. But, yeah, I always, you know, thought silly string was good stuff.
Well, it was originally created in the 1970s when a chemist was trying to invent an instant spray-on cast. So he thought, okay, if I just spray this on, it'll make a cast, it'll harden, and you can... But that did not work. But Silly String was invented, and it's been around ever since.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor, ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We are joined on a Wednesday by our friend Alex Rich. Sue Thomas is here. Ethan Hannaford, Fred, the Hall of Famer, who is off on vacation next week. But we'll all be, Alex, you know, we're doing our live broadcast for the Guns N' Hoses weigh-in on Monday at Helen Fitzgerald.
Oh, yeah.
And that's going to be fantastic. So we're looking forward to that. We'd like the audience to come out and see us. That place is great. I mean, it's first of all, you walk in the door, you might have to get a map to find us because it's really big. But we'll certainly guide you. So, Alex, I saw The New Wicked last night with Alexa.
You did? I didn't get the invite for seeing it beforehand this time.
You know,
I'm upset.
Here's the thing. And Alex is someone that we discovered this, Sue, as you know, a couple years ago, who can just spontaneously break into the song Popular from Wicked, which is
right.
Pretty incredible
talent
that you
have. Yeah, I can give
you
some others as well, but yeah, mostly Popular.
But one of the things about that song, you know, look, that's a great song, mm-hmm. right? And the musical, which I've seen 3 times, that's what always hooked me in. And I know some people don't like musicals, guys. If that's not your thing, I get it. But part one of the movie had a lot of the more recognizable songs in it, right?
I knew this was going to be an
the
issue.
The second part does not. Even Alexa, who liked the second part more than I did, I think it could have been one movie. But look, who am I to, you know, second guess a Hollywood executive that says, should we make one movie that makes $850 million or should we make two movies that make $850 million each, right? So now we're at $1.6 billion. Well, and by the way, I promise you there's going to be a third movie. But Alexa admitted that, you know, she's not going to put a song from last night on one of her playlists or go and say, hey,
slower,
I want to listen
right?
to this song. Yeah, so it, and that happened from the first film. It didn't bore me. It was 2 hours and 18 minutes. The visuals are amazing. I still think Ariana Grande is too skinny, but I liked it. Yeah, she's too skinny.
Oh my gosh. Every time I see her, I think, oh, we've got to get her a cheeseburger. But
I felt like the first film really grabbed me for the entire 2.5 hours. This one was a little slower, and I'm not going to say I was waiting for it to be over, but it didn't, you know.
There's not much
that
happens.
It didn't leave me with the inspirational feeling that I had, because mm-hmm. I really was blown away by part one. I thought it was great.
The story's not as, you've already built up and, like, really gotten towards the end of the story. Like, that to me, when the first one ended, I was just kind of thinking, how are they really going to do a second one? Because all the good music's in the first right. act.
Well, and I think they are challenged.
There's front. A couple good songs.
Even some of the storytelling is a little confusing, but I don't want to get into that just because I don't want to play spoiler. But it will certainly open. I don't even know if it opens next week or if it opens Friday. We'll find out from our friend Paul Hall.
Did you see they announced also, while we're on the Wicked subject, that the Wicked is coming back to the Fox?
Yes, I think they just announced that today.
They just announced it today, 2027, which is big news.
Oh, not till then?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
and they already announced that. Yeah, mm-hmm. I saw something. Here it is. Wicked will return in the spring of 2027.
I think we should push for Norbert to be in the
good luck
in the St. Louis one.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Yeah. Norbert Leo Butz, Steve Butz's brother, the original Fiero. See, in the second, you're going to have to tell me when you see this, because the whole Fiero character is handled in a way that I wasn't really expecting in the second film. I don't know. Again, I've seen the musical. I liked it. I just think that they're doing what some of these shows on Netflix do. They should be 4 episodes or 5 episodes, and then they're 8 episodes, and you know, you lose the engagement that you have. Mm-hmm. Now, Sue, I was talking about this show, The Beast in Me, the other day, which I started watching. And Alex, you're watching
Did
that.
I finish
that's,
it?
That's the Claire Danes one.
I started it and finished it in the same day over the weekend.
Really?
How
Dude,
long?
Let me tell you, it's
eight episodes?
8 episodes, about 45 minutes. Some are like 50 minutes, some are like 40 minutes, but 8 episodes. Dude, it locks you in. The first episode, you're kind of uncertain what's going to go down, and like it is a little bit slower of a start, I guess. But man, give it a chance. It is such an awesome show. What episode are you on?
I think I'm about to start episode 6, so I'm pretty
it's getting crazy.
I'm pretty deep in there.
Something crazy happens in that episode.
So, Sue, this is Claire Danes. Remember I was talking about this the other day?
She was great in 24, wasn't she, back in the day?
Yeah.
Jack Bauer.
She also was in show Homeland, and this is the producing team that I think did Homeland. And what she plays a lesbian author named Aggie Wiggs, who has broken up with her partner, and they're grieving the loss of a son. And this dude moves in, played by Matthew Rhys, named Niall Jarvis, who's this big mm-hmm. financial developer in New York City. But he also had a wife that went missing, and most people think that he killed his wife. Well, he denies that, and then, you know, the story takes off from there. I don't want to give too much away. It's interesting. I think you might like it a little bit more than I do. You know who I love in this? And she's had sort of a career resurgence. Brittany Snow.
Yeah.
Hasn't Brittany Snow?
She really has, with The Hunting Wives.
Yeah.
That was a big show. This one's a big show.
She was in The Night Agent, too, in a very, very small role with my friend Gabe Basso. But she's kind of had this, all of a sudden, you know, you'd recognize her, Fred, from like Pitch
Perfect.
She
disappeared for a while.
She did, but she's playing more mature roles, and I think I'm pretty impressed with that. You're also telling me about this show called It's All Her Fault.
It's All Her Fault is a great show. Sue, you seen this one?
I have not.
It's the girl from Succession.
Oh.
Did you watch Succession, Mark?
I did not.
No. I tried.
You didn't like it?
No, it was. It just. I watched the first season, and then I just stopped. It was too intense.
Honestly, both of those shows that we're talking about are very similar in a different way, I guess. But like, you kind of have the same feeling, like where you're just, it builds up and just you're waiting. Like you think you know one thing, and then it throws you for a loop on something else. That was a great show. Actually, we watched that all in 2 days. Friday, Saturday,
Sunday.
So,
what is this one about? All Her Fault, though. What is this one about?
You find out in the first episode, but basically, a mom's kid, a number texts this mom and says, "Hey, it's Jenny. You know, Jacob's coming over for a play date today. I'll pick him up from school, whatever." And so she goes and picks him up from this address that the woman texted her, and the woman opens the door, and it's just a random house and it happened to be like a complete fake address, whatever. And,
oh, that's frightening.
And it turns out the child was kidnapped from school. And so the whole thing is like figuring out, you know, whoa, obviously who picked the child up from school. Who it's pretty crazy, man. Like, it's things you wouldn't expect.
And where is that? Where Peacock. That one's it in looks like it's Peacock.
That one's, is it Peacock, yeah, or Paramount?
Yeah, it says Peacock here on IMDb.
And yeah, Dakota, that's a good one, man.
Sarah Snook, Michael Pena, who's always a great actor.
How many episodes?
That one was called, that was eight episodes, seven, okay, or eight
it's
episodes.
It's called All Her Fault.
All
it's
Her
not,
Fault.
It's All Her Fault. It's just All Her Fault.
All Her Fault.
Right.
It's honestly, it's great. There are some recognizable actors in there as well.
And Fred, last night, I wrapped up episode one. You're way ahead of me, but I finally wrapped episode one of The American Revolution, the Ken Burns documentary. So I'm very, look, I'm engrossed by this part, right, of U.S. history. I think we all should be, especially because this sort of kicks off unofficially the 250th anniversary and the birthday. You know what's so funny about it is there are some parts of, there's so much storytelling with the Revolutionary War, and they're kind of focused now on that period of 1775-1776, you know, right around there. But it starts in the 1750s, and the first episode, Fred, you would agree, kind of builds up to the Boston Tea Party.
Yeah.
But there are little things that get very small mentions that are still a really big part of American history. Even Ben Franklin's role in all of this is minimized to a certain extent, but we've had documentaries that have focused on Ben Franklin and told that side of the story. But one of the things that I had forgotten, maybe I guess I knew this, but when they went into the Boston Harbor to dump the tea, the rebels dressed like Native Americans.
Yeah.
Do you know that, Sue?
No.
Do you remember that?
Wow.
Yeah, so they put on Indian costumes because they wanted to, well, I think it was two-part. They wanted to maybe fake them out a little bit, but also show the fierceness. I mean, some of this was very, very violent, right? So then the dude that brings the military from England into Boston Harbor, basically, they retaliate because what happens is the Bostonians, they in Massachusetts, they send all the tea back. They start taking a stand. They're like, nope, we're not taking your tea. And they actually take ships and they send it back to England. Well, then England, the crown responds by sending warships in, which was a bad move on their part, which is why we kicked their ass out of this country. And it was amazing because the rest of the colonies kind of got involved and backed Massachusetts. And, you know, so it is good. It's a little woke in the first episode. There's obviously, you can't deny that slavery existed. And, you know, you can't deny what happened to Native Americans. I do think they focus a little bit too much on some of the woke stuff there. But you're into what, episode three at this point?
Yeah, I think, so episode four is coming up.
Are you all caught up?
Yeah.
Like, you've watched them every night?
Wow, that's impressive.
That is impressive.
That show sounds like you got to pay a lot more attention.
You do.
Yeah.
But it's interesting. You know, it's stuff about history, some that you know, some that you've forgotten.
I would say you guys are historical people.
They didn't really have cell phones back then to text and say, hey, the British are coming. So
sure.
There's also something very soothing about hearing Peter Coyote's voice.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. Oh, that's absolutely
true. I got another show for you.
But wait, hang on. Hold your thought. Fred, here's another thing I was going to tell you, because you know what I've been distracted by? And I'll have to look this up because I haven't checked the listing. When they do, and this is a Ken Burns staple, they read quotes from people. Like, maybe it's Abigail Adams.
Right.
One of the quotes was Claire Danes last night. I could hear Claire Danes' voice. I heard Edward Burns' voice last night. So I'm starting to, when they're reading those, I'm like, which celebrity is reading that line? Because that's a part of this as well. And some of them pop, and some of them like, damn it, I know who that voice is, but I can't, you know, think who it is.
Yeah, what's interesting also is that I think, unlike the Civil War, you know, you'd hear the quote, and then they'd say the person whose quote it was at the end. They don't. They just put it up there, and you get to read it. So you don't really, you know, you read a long quote, and they say Abraham Lincoln. You know, they don't do it in this. They don't, you know, do everything. They just show George Washington said it at the
end. Well, no, I disagree. I'm confused by that, because they still do the same. They've done it both ways, where sometimes they read the quote, and then they have the person's name. Sometimes they do it opposite. So I've seen, maybe okay. I'm not watching the same documentary because they've done it where the name comes in at the end. You're telling me that they've reversed it.
No. Okay. I'm saying you just don't actually hear them actually, you know, audibly say who that was speaking. You just see the name at the end of the quote.
Okay.
Which is a little bit different.
Yeah. Oh, well, I do think that you maybe, after, I've only seen episode one. So in episode one, they said, they kept saying the names. They would say Abigail Adams, or they would say John Adams, and they would say whatever. But it's certainly worth a watch, and I guess this would be episode four that would air tonight.
Right.
Fred's going to be all on top of that. We're coming back. Wednesday afternoon, I actually had to think about that because we're very confused on what day it is usually on this show, and it's Wednesday. I should know that because Alex is
here. I'm just here making sure you know it's Wednesday.
Now, we were talking about these television shows, but you said there's like a game show version of the Squid Games?
The real life Squid Games game show version.
In the
Squid
Games,
they have like 450 people sleep on bunk beds in a big room, and it's just like the show.
In the Squid Games show, and I've only watched, you know, maybe three episodes of the first season, they shoot and kill people, right?
I actually didn't watch any of the real Squid
Games. So what happens in the game show?
They play like mind games. It's like, it's hard to explain. They pick these people up, they play different games, they tell their story, and then like they quickly knock people out of this game. If you lose, like they say, oh, the first game we're going to knock 200 people out, and the people that's finished the bottom 200 are knocked out, and they like fake dive. This paintball like explodes inside their shirt.
So they're shooting them, but they're shooting them
with a little like a paintball or something.
Okay,
but it's a crazy show, man. You see people do like they build alliances in there. They do each other dirty. Like it's actually a great show to show how like selfish people are, honestly, but also how selfless people are as well. Like as you get deeper into it, people build these relationships and they're like, oh, your story's better. Like, you need the money more than me. Like, I'll sacrifice myself.
But you're selling, like, listen to this, Sue. Like, the prize was,
four?
If you play, like, I watch this show Survivor still, and it's just kind of, we watch it as a family, right? And it's been on for, they're about to have their 50th season because they have, you know, two seasons a year, if you will. But, you know, that's just kind of a goofy reality show that's out there. But the prize has always been $1 million, even with inflation. Not that that's not something we would all accept, but it's not that big of a prize when it comes to prizes. But this one was huge,
this
wasn't it?
This one's huge. $4.6 million to the winner. Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Jeez.
It's crazy.
And you can watch all the episodes because
they're all out now. Yeah.
Yeah.
The finale was just actually last night. So that was what made me think of it. But man, it sucks you in for sure. Makes you wonder, do you think you'd be good in a game show?
Well, depending on what kind. I know I couldn't do Survivor because I'd be a big whiny baby.
Well, sure.
And I'd be hated. You have to have a social game so
maybe
people
like
wouldn't
the,
like
the,
me.
The challenge. Do you know what the challenge is?
In what?
Like the challenge, the show, the challenge.
No, I don't.
Or like, I don't know. These Tough Mudder, like these, I don't even know.
Have you looked at me, Alex? Have you played golf with
That's
me?
That's why
anything?
I guess
like,
I wonder
physically?
What,
no,
what
I,
game
I don't.
Show would you even, what reality TV?
Sue, can you do a game show?
I don't know. If I'm, not like that. I mean, I can do one where, if we're playing something simple,
like,
but
right.
not where I'm out in the
yeah,
wilderness
I can do the
and I'm trying
right.
to
like,
do people
what,
bad.
You'd probably be more of like a Who Wants to Be a Millionaire
or
type.
Or a password
right.
or something like
right.
that.
Right, I can do that in a nice studio or name that tune, but I'm not doing the other two.
Not like guessing games or like, have you seen The Mole?
Uh-uh.
I saw a little bit of The Mole.
The Mole, yeah. And it's like a remake from show that was 30 years ago or whatever.
So the other one that is, and here, this is just so embarrassing.
Do you think you could be like a good poker face and deceive people and tell them this story that they, you know, that they believe? Like there was a guy in there and he's like, oh, I have a wife at home who's ready to give birth to our first child, to try to get people to like, you know, be like, this guy deserves
empathetic.
The money.
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
it goes off camera, like, and, you know, office style, and they're interviewing him and he's talking to like, the people that are watching the show, and he's like,
he's lying.
I'm lying. I don't have kids. I don't have,
right,
like,
right.
Yeah. So
well, they
like,
do that on Survivor. Sometimes people on Survivor are like NFL athletes, not the biggest names, and, you know, people don't always recognize
yeah.
them. And they try not to make their names known. Here's the show. So we're at Wicked last night, and they had a trailer for this, and they tied in some marketing with Ariana Grande with this show called, and I watch it, and it's embarrassing, but I've watched all three seasons, called The Traitors with Alan Cumming. And I've told you guys about this. This is on.
You have. Yes.
Bravo. And basically, it's a bunch of other reality show stars from Big Brother
it's
and Top
exactly,
Chef.
Yes.
And they all get together, and then three people by Alan Cumming are picked as the traitors. And everyone else has to kind of guess who the traitors are that are voting them out. Yep. And it's kind of goofy and stupid, but I kind of got sucked into that one. So they just released the cast for that for season four, which is going to premiere. And Johnny Weir and Tara Lipinski are in there.
There's always super random. Wow.
That could turn me off right there. But Michael Rapaport is going to be on. Oh. I mean, he could be a pretty interesting character on there. Some of the names I don't know because I don't watch
these. He should create a buzz for sure on there.
Yeah, because he's not afraid to say what's on his mind, and he could be very controversial. Now, the only thing about The Traitors that was disappointing is the first two seasons we watched with Alexa, and the language was acceptable. And then when they went to season three, they got explicit. So I think they realized that their demo is not 10-year-old little girls, which is maybe why they did that. But it was a little disappointing just because, you know, that was something we watched as a family, too.
Do you guys watch Dancing with the Stars as a family?
I do not, but Becky and Alexa did because Alex Earle is the niece of a good friend of ours. So she was on Dancing with the Stars. Wow. Yeah. So
you think you'd be good at Dancing with the Stars?
Isn't that great?
See you, Alex.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.